Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever had someone steal your thunder? And did it happen at your wedding? This story has gone viral after a groom posted he was very upset with his sister for what she did on his big day. And we'll tell you more in a moment.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix, and you can always listen to stories like this on the radio.com app. All you have to do is download that app for your smartphone, and then you've got us, and then you can hear everybody get upset about this whole situation, just like the groom did, apparently.
But this is also filling people in on etiquette, maybe what you should and shouldn't do at things like a wedding.
All right, what is it?
An anonymous groom posted on Reddit that his sister, last week at his wedding, had a surprise gender reveal party towards the end of the night. Even had a little cake that they cut to see what the gender was. He did not know about it. His bride did not know they were going to do this. And he's so mad at his sister. And he's thinking, am I in the wrong for being upset? And I said, you should totally be upset. People don't want surprises like that at their wedding. Brides in general don't want surprises on their wedding unless it's an amazing gift. Other than that, don't surprise the bride. She's already got enough on her plate, enough nerves and anxiety of things she's worried about. Don't have a gender reveal party.
And I said it was fine. It was at the end of the night. Plus, everyone's in town. They don't live close to family. So why not do it at the end of the night there? Hey, look what I'm having, a boy.
Do it the next morning.
When everyone's leaving?
Yes, at the brunch or the gift opening. Producer Dave agrees with me, too. But yeah. Mary, do you think the groom has a right to be mad at his sister for having a gender reveal party at his wedding?
I'm getting married in October, and I'm terrified something's going to happen and someone's going to make it about themselves because it's about the bride and the groom.
Why would you be terrified? It's all about family getting together. You just said you got people coming in from all over. It's almost like a family reunion.
They're coming in for
her. It's a big Italian family, though. Like, the groom side of the family is huge Italian family, and my family's crazy, and everyone has opinions. So I'm just worried about that. But I have, I guess, a kind of similar experience to the whole baby situation. I was at my cousin's wedding in Las Vegas, and they got married the next day. My other cousin announced that she was pregnant. She wanted to wait until after the wedding was over, when everyone was still together, and let them know that they were pregnant because they were having a hard time getting pregnant. So it was a cool announcement to make, but they still let the bride and groom have their day and their moment.
Yep, and that's sort of the moral of the story we're getting at here. Thank you for the call, and congrats. That's good luck with the wedding, Mary.
Thanks, guys.
Call us again. Let us know how it all goes.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, one final call on this. I feel like it's going to be hard to find someone that's going to side with you, Radar. Brian, what do you think? Is the groom right to be mad at his sister?
Definitely. The fact that she had a cake shows premeditation. It's not like something that they just thought of at the moment. And at a minimum, they should have asked if they were right, if they did that.
Maybe they thought that they're going to run out of wedding cake, so they brought an extra one.
This is
a lot of fun.
With a specific color on the inside. But, Brian, if for people that are listening and maybe thinking about doing this, maybe you'll be at a wedding where a bride and groom wouldn't be upset. But talk to them ahead of time. You completely hijack their day and hijack their party.
Surprise!
Yeah, definitely.
Surprise!
Surprises are fun.
not when it's at the expense of someone not having the attention that they want on their day. This is also why weddings are so stressful, because there's just such pressure and expectation on this one day. Okay, well, majority of people on Facebook are also agreeing that the groom and the bride have a right to be upset with the sister. I wonder what the life's going to be like now for that future nephew. Do you think the bride and groom are going to buy gifts?
I don't think they're coming to the birthday party anytime soon.
Maybe they'll come to the party and have their own announcement.
Whoa! Oh!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.